This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope 103.2, Graham Burrell, Hope Nights. Time to catch up, talk sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. And Mel, as we say hello to you, first up, let's talk the footy finals, the NRL, and sorry about the result with your Parramatta Eels. I was watching part of the game. Look, they were in front at halftime, but in the end, unfortunately, going down to the Bunnies and just not lasting that full 80 minutes.
No, and, you know, we talked about the fact that South would be favourites. And Parra, once again, have been inconsistent, as they tend to be. There wasn't really enough to instil confidence. However, my goodness, it was a strong start. There was plenty of intent. And Clint Gutherson nearly single-handedly caused all of us heart attacks in a good way because he just decided to do it all himself, didn't he? South are on too much of a roll. They've got incredible momentum, clearly incredible belief to come back after being shell-shocked the way they were. And, you know, all four of the final teams, we were commenting at work at the sports desk, everyone's so confident. Normally there's some team that wants to say, oh, we're the underdogs. No one's doing that. They're all up for this one.
This weekend in the NRL sees Melbourne taking on Canberra, Penrith then against South. Now in the AFL, they're down to their final four teams as well. Geelong taking on the Brisbane Lions, Richmond against Port Adelaide. Now, I came across this really cool story from earlier on today, Mel, where part of the MCG, I believe it's the Centre Square, it's being dug up and transported up to the Gabba, ready for next weekend's AFL Grand Final.
Isn't that just beautiful? I love this. This is, you know, the Victorians are extremely emotional about what's about to happen with it being up at the Gabba. You know, the first time ever, obviously in Queensland, in Brisbane, what a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity if you're local up there. But, it's not surprising, is it? They're very sentimental, of course, about the G. And I know the curators have been talking to the ones up in Brisbane and the comments basically being, you know, we've looked after this special day so lovingly. It's our biggest day of the year. We've been giving, you know, advice and instructions on how things should be anyway, like regardless of the Centre Square, and this is just the icing on the cake. So I think it's going to be a day of mixed emotions for Victorians and Queenslanders.
Part of the MCG at least will be there on the day, you'd have to say.
Oh, isn't that great though?
Yeah.
What a special idea. What a wonderful idea. Yeah, no, it's great.
No, really great idea. Now let's move on and talk motorsport. Now, I haven't really been following the supercars that closely this year. The Bathurst 1000, it's this weekend, the last race of the year. Scott McLaughlin, now he's still leading the championship. And Mel, is he any relation to you?
Well, it's the same spelling. So when he wins, 100%. So that's my story and I'm sticking with it. He's a Kiwi though, but you know, I met him, I think, during the Big Bash. He came in for an innings break and had a bit of a chat, and I thought, this kid's all right. It's not often you get the same spelling. So, yes, he's my long-lost brother, when he wins, of course. But, the carnival's rolled into town. The big teams I was setting up yesterday, it's not going to be anything like what it normally is. No campsites. No one's allowed to camp, which is a big thing. It's going to look very different, probably a little bit deserted. But it is capped at 4,000 a day in the grandstands, I think it is. So, different situation, but at least we're still going to get it. It'll be on TV, of course, and everyone loves the Bathurst one. So even if you're not into supercars, you at least keep an eye on that, don't you? Because it's considered Australia's great race.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. As I said, I'm not a big motorsport fan. I do like a little bit, but as you said, if Bathurst is on, you sit down and watch
you tune
at least.
In, yeah.
Yeah. You always have it on, and right. At least you leave the TV on in the background. You go away, you do a few things, you come back, see who's leading, and then you pop away for a bit longer.
Yeah, that's right. And when you think about it, what a ridiculous weekend. You've got, obviously, Bathurst, you know, the NRL, the AFL footy finals, the Wallabies, so just massive, massive days. Like that. You're not going to leave your TV. If you can't get to anything, you just sit on the couch all weekend.
How can you split the TV screen into so many little sort of squares to watch so many different
sports? Your phone, your computer, all of it. Everything has to come out.
We're catching up and talking sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. And Mel, let's wrap up with some cricket. And over the weekend, it was the first round of the Sheffield Shield. There was a couple of games. South Australia taking on WA, which in that game, Western Australia won. And Queensland held out to win over Tasmania. And I suppose from these first couple of games, Mel, the good aspect was some great form of some current Aussie cricketers, including Travis Head from South Australia. He got 54, and Marnus Labuschagne for Queensland, 167, with I believe maybe a couple of wickets in there as well.
Yeah, well, we've said it before, he's a freak, isn't he? And he just absolutely He just loves it. He just loves everything about it. And he lives and breathes it. And when, you know, people say that, often it's an exaggeration, but this kid certainly does, as has been well documented. But what a way to pick up where he left off, you know. You know, everyone sort of, during COVID, not being able to do a lot of things that they love to do. But, yeah, he's in red hot form, as he was in his breakout summer, last summer, where he became a household name, really. And he's much loved as well. But it's great to see, as you say, Travis Head as well. Tim Payne, I was reading some comments from Alan Border, who's applying a little bit of pressure and saying he needs to, you know, score some more runs. I think he scored something like 14 runs. You know, basically saying Alex Carey's waiting in the wings. We know he can be a dangerous player as well. So, yeah, maybe some mixed results for some of our big names. But, yeah, interesting times heading into that India series.
Mel, we better let you go. Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. Thanks for your time tonight and look forward to catching up with you next week to talk about the upcoming 2 footy grand finals.
Probably have to speak for about 20 minutes to wrap up this weekend. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.